I was talking to somebody. It's almost as if they're merchants around misery. Now, where there's misery, they know that there are donors around the world who will send money to sort of arrest the misery, or at least to lessen the misery. They know there's going to be incoming money. They know, and through experience, that there are no real controls here. And so whether it's Bill and Hillary personally or evil cronies around them or all the above, somebody around this looks at this and says, you know, this is great. You know, we can claim that we're helping, but, you know, no one's going to check. And look at all the money that might, you know, find its way into different pockets. And we, you know, the American people, myself included, I fell for this. You know, when I first heard about this way back years ago, that when Bill and George H.W. Bush were, in theory, helping the afflicted people in the tsunami that happened late in 2004, early in 2005, I thought to myself, wow, that's really something. You know, here's two families that don't really get along, putting aside their partisan political differences and really doing some good work. Well, then you try to look at the financial statements for that tsunami fund. Something like 12 to 14 billion were raised for that, and you can't find 12 to 14 billion in any financial statements.